So if you would, please make a contribution. Do it now. 208-935-0094, or use the donation button on the front of the website. And I'm sure, I'm positive Tony would appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to part two of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, brainstorm, cooperate, come up with some great ideas. I'm also published on several different sites, byebyebluesky.com, help-access.com, and other sites throughout the internet. Check me out, see where I'm at. You know, you might be surprised where I may turn up. Publish articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide. And right here at home, this program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. Also now using different techs like the anti-nanotech, anti-nanobucket, and pulses and different types of frequency stuff. You can access my site at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. I have on my website, at the augmentinforce.com site, there is a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will find the flash drives. You will find the anti-nano triangles, the anti-nano buckets. You will see the grounding straps, the portable grounding straps, the repulsors. You will see books on DVD, either separate books or one package of all three. You'll find even the old-fashioned remedies that may still work today in today's pathologies that we're dealing with in synthetic biology. So for more information, I also do consultations as well. So feel free to contact me on the email at independz@yahoo.com, INDEPENDZ @yahoo.com, or give me a shout at 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you want to make on the show, feel free to do so pertaining to the topic at hand. You might want to call in at 208-935-0094. And today's date is again October 21st, 2017. And by the grace of the divine creator, by God himself, we are still here. Keep that in mind. If the equation, if whatever you're doing in your life, don't care what it is, if God is not the center of that equation, it ain't going to work. Period. Won't work. Because that's been the problem with science. Science is trying to remove God from science is trying to remove God from the center of it all. And God is science, if you sit there and think about it. When you look at Genesis, I mean, you cannot get any more scientific than that. You're using quantum physics, you're using photonics, you're using cymatics, you're using all kinds of things, you know, in regard to just the creation itself, the genetics of Adam and Eve, you know, the frequencies, the voice of God walked through the garden, that's all frequency. This is incredible when you actually see it. So when you're looking at us today, the word science, all it means is to discover the truth or to understand the truth or to understand the mechanisms of how things work. That's all it means. So when somebody says that they're a scientist, that means they're trying to find the truth. They're trying to understand why things work the way they do. Okay? Okay. When we're looking at what we can do, like I said, by yourself you can accomplish lots with people who are like-minded. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about people who are awake. I'm talking about people who are awake. People who are looking at you know, those are the ones that are going to look and understand what you're talking about. When you said you're a targeted individual, a lot of people say, what are you talking about? Target? What do you mean? Are you crazy? What do you mean you got nano poisoning? What are you talking about, nano poisoning? What is nano? What is a nano? You know, in regard to some of the misinformation on Morgellons and what, you know, getting everybody caught up on a biology that doesn't, it's not even a pathology in the sense that it's just purely biological. This is a synthetic biology that's been out there since Gwen Scott discovered it or talked about it since while she was alive. And nobody paid attention to her because of what, for whatever reason. I don't know why. I did. Brian396 did. We talked with her all the time. And that gave us a lot of insight on what to do, and a lot of solutions that we presented, I present and he's presented, is a result of our communication and cooperation with each other and with her. In the last show, someone talked about squash. Some of you are having gardens and you're noticing that your squash is loaded with this black, grayish, whitish stuff all over it. That's your nano. Some of you are noticing that with your tomatoes. That's your nano. You know, some of you may have, maybe have grown some lettuce or spinach or kale or chard. And notice there's all kinds of metallic material on it. That's your nano. This is why I'm saying to you, eat the roots. Go for the roots. Nettle root, dandelion root, celery root, garlic, onion, leek, not leek so much, garlic and onion, ginger, galango, turmeric, parsnip, carrot, beet. When you grow a garden, if you're going to grow one next year, make sure you cover the area up to maximize optimal growth and minimize exposure to the environment, or start growing indoor aquaponics, hydroponics, or pot gardens, you know, in whatever form or fashion that you can, you know, you can see. It's important that you understand the nature of artificial intelligence, the spraying of the skies, the nanotechnology, the nanobiology that's infecting us every time we take a bite of some of these things, in regard to the level of exposure. If you're buying fruit, apples, you know, pears, you have to peel them. Peaches, plums, apricots are to the core saturated. So you can juice them. You can filter the juices and use the juices if you filter them. You can do the same thing with the berries. The berries are saturated to the core. So are the grapes. So when we're looking at, you know, when we're looking at what we can do, this is understanding how to neutralize the impact of these things. The more you load up on this stuff, the more you accelerate your genetic damage. And the more damaged you become, the more human you become. In other words, the more you become more of a beast. And a beast needs to be chipped or tagged or marked as a sign of property to whatever artificial intellect is out there running the show. You have to understand, if you haven't seen AI is killing us, or AI is consuming the planet, you may want to go take a look at this information. And you may say you don't believe it, and that's cool too, but at least you've had the exposure. Don't allow yourself to stick your head up your backside or in the ground because you don't want to accept the reality of where we're at today. And if you need more proof that artificial intelligence is running the planet, look at the stock market. When you open that television, that boob tube, that idiot box, that brain-numbing device that pumps out frequencies at you, and you look at the stock market, are you noticing something different? Do you notice they have a panel of people and they're talking about all kinds of stuff and interviewing all kinds of people, and when they show you the floor of the stock market, it's got hardly anybody in it? Have you noticed that? 10 years ago, the stock market floor was full of people with several cell phones going on at one time, taking orders, buying and selling. Now you have a panel of computers operated by certain brokers that is buying and selling your stock. That's artificial intelligence running the game, and it's artificial intelligence that's creating the stock market rise the way it's going. The stock market is doomed to collapse. You cannot go that high on nothing. There's nothing supporting the stock market. You know, where is this investment coming from? India, maybe, right now? China before? You know. So the stock market is being artificially held up. When that thing goes, it's going to be like a black hole. It's going to suck everything into it. Total entropy. Total wipeout. Don't be sucked in. When you're looking at your street lights, when you're looking at this, your lights at night, when you're looking at, you know, your grocery stores and stuff like that, that's all run by AI. When you're looking at ordering, you know, replenishing orders, that's all being run by artificial intelligence anymore. They are going to be producing synthetic devices that look like people. Tony, where can I find the movie or doc? What are you referring to, DRE? What are you looking for? Are you looking for the AI is killing us? Is that what you're looking for? If you're looking for that, just go on YouTube and type AI is killing us by a guy named Jack something. I can't think of his last name off the bat. But you'll find it there. He's going to show you the stock market. He's going to show you how artificial intelligence is running around on this planet, flying above us with drones, taking facial recognition. It can identify anything in volumes. in volumes. You are not going to have the life you think you have today. The existence you have today is what you have. You don't have a life. You have an existence. You have been corralled into thinking that you have a life. You don't. You've been bamboozled with so much bullshit. And even in the health department, and what happens is you're going to a doctor. They're prescribing you medicines. They're loaded with this nanobiology. And then you read all about this nano. And then it's now getting into the health food industry. Again, nano delivery and nano silver and nano this. And it's all horse hockey. Yeah, go on. With the nano in the skin in an apple caused an allergic-like reaction. I ate an apple last week and I felt like the back of my throat and inner ears were itchy. Well, what you did was you took in the nanoparticles and now it integrated with you. It goes right for the throat. It goes right for behind the ears, just below the ears. It goes along the throat. It starts assembling. It will go into the temple area. It'll go along the side of your face. It will go up into your above your eyes, the bridge of your nose, along your temples. It will go at above the eyes on the forehead, left and right side. It will start going through the skin. You may break out with what looks like pimples or hives. This is nano assembling. And this is your body rejecting it or trying to reject it. Okay? Don't let anybody bullsh you, period. No bullsh. Okay, don't let anybody bullsh you, because everyone's got a theory on this, and the majority of the ones who've got a theory got it all wrong. And I can say that with facts to back it up. So in this black goo baloney that this goofball came out with, okay, this goof obviously didn't do enough research. Came out with this black goo and this white goo and this goo goo and everything. There's a good goo and a bad goo. This guy is so full of horse hockey, it ain't even funny. And he was trying to humanize the nanotechnology. What he was seeing was a liposome or a hydrogel delivery method that the Asians, the Chinese, developed back in 1956. And this was a means of transporting biological agents, now nanobiological agents, through the atmosphere so it could survive the ionosphere or wherever they're firing it from, land on a target, and infect an area with some sort of nanobiological agent. So when you're looking at what they've told you in the past about the skin of the apple or the skin of the pear being the best part, that is pure horse hockey. I can say what I want, I guess, but I'll just keep it that way. It's horse hockey. Do not give the skins to your kids either. Peel it. Peel the apple. You know you got a good apple, and you know you've got an apple that hasn't been genetically or transgenically altered when you peel the apple and it goes brown on you almost immediately. Same with the pear. And I've stated many a times, even on the YouTube, to go and get a scope, a 30X or 60X lens loop. We have them here if you're interested. You know, we'll send them out to you. And I don't care where you go. I don't care where you go. Take it with you. Yeah, the sex robots is part of the artificial intelligence. You got to understand something. Seduction is going to be the name of the game. Okay, those of us who still have our male testosterone, they're going to try to hit us with sex. End of story. Money isn't going to do it for you, but sex, that's the hard one. And you got to be careful where you park your flag. Because it may be the last thing you ever do. It's not because you're going to get an STD. It's because you are going to get infected with some technology or biology or nanobiology. Okay, quit using the word human. Human equates to beast. You are not a beast. You are a creation in the image of God. That's what you are. You're not a beast. When you use the term human in your communications, and it's going to be a hard thing to break because this is what they have programmed us to say. We are men and women created by God. Period. End of story. There ain't no dispute or debate. If someone wants to debate it, tell them, go read a book on science, the book of Genesis or the book of genetics. That's what that book's about. Go take a look. Take a walk on the wild side. See what God has got to say about all this. You know, because what's going on here is so anti-God, it ain't even funny. So when we're looking at what we're saying, we're not coming up with a human concept. We're coming up with a creative concept that men and women can come up with. We are not machines. We're not automatons. And we sure as hell aren't beasts. Because if you're a beast, you're going to get tagged and marked with the sign, with the mark of the beast. That's what this is all about. Okay? So when we're talking today, eliminate the term human. Start addressing each other as men and women, boy and girl. Because they're going to take that away from you if you don't start using it and start standing up to it. There is a difference between the genders. Obviously, I have plumbing. The female or the woman gender does not. Not the same type of plumbing. I have an extension. They do not. They have things above that I don't have. There is a difference. One is male. One is female. Anybody who's been dealt a bad deck of cards because of the transgenics they put in the food after 5 decades and now has created this transgenic anomaly. We shouldn't be accepting this. And those people who have been violated with this genetic destructive force should be suing the pants off of these companies that have created this anomaly in them. And they should demand an answer and a solution to fixing this anomaly. So, when we're looking at what we are men and women. We are part of the race of men and women that God created. That's what we are. I was talking last week about somebody, you know, we're talking about the laws, you know, and how some people, even some Christians, are even believing in the laws of the Old Testament. And I don't understand why they would do this because that's under a whole different covenant. I always tell people that when we're looking at things, again, this is how we need to be understanding certain things. When you look at the old covenant, this was for the Jews who were coming out of slavery, becoming a nation, and how they developed their own identity by producing, having their own laws, their own principles, and their own culture. Those of us who are not of the Jewish culture, we're coming out of the abyss. The Gentiles, that's us, those who are outside of that realm, are under a whole different covenant. We have been bought by the blood of Christ. That's what this whole thing about with salvation is. We're coming out of the abyss. That's what we're coming out of. Okay. And again, when you start looking at that, and you look at the two covenants, one is for a nation, a group of slaves coming into nationhood. We're coming out of the abyss, coming back to life. And we need to understand that. And this is the same thing going on here with this technology. We need to go back to the future where we're supposed to be, not going back and going into entropy or into the abyss. That's where this is all taking everything, into the abyss. And once you start taking the stand on this, and again, you're going to be ridiculed and you're going to be whatever, because you have to understand something as well. The people you are standing up to or the people around you, they are programmed. They have been programmed for 5 decades. They have been fluoridated. They've been vaccinated. They've been transgenically and epigenetically damaged. They've been hit with frequencies. They've been hit with chemtrails. They've been hit with nanoparticles since 1960. We've been eating soy-based foods for so long. It's all been by design to cause a complete disarray of our genetic code. These people who will ridicule you have no clue. All you got to do, and don't expect to convert nobody. Those of us who believe in Christ, Jesus himself said, no man can come to me unless the Father sends them. So all you got to do is tell the truth. They'll come to Christ or they'll come to the truth when God sends them. Your job is just to let them know the truth. Shine the light. That's all that's required of you. If they don't want to hear it, that's not your problem anymore. It's their problem. You've at least made the attempt to tell them the truth. when I talk to people and give, you know, orientations about, you know, nanotechnology or nanobiology or genetics, epigenetics, you know, or frequencies, you know, and or, you know, anything, vaccinations, I don't expect people to agree. As a matter of fact, I expect a retaliatory response, because this is how they're programmed. I will challenge their retaliation and challenge them on it to make them look and investigate the truth. Now, if they don't want to hear it, c'est la vie. I have done my part. I don't worry about it, nor do I lose any sleep over it. I have done what I've had to do. That's all you guys have to do as well. Don't get caught up on whatever. When I talk to people, for instance, okay, this works two ways. I've said this before on the show. When I talk to people, because I'm in the media of sorts, you know, I'm all over the place, people will have a tendency to listen to me because a lot of you have already talked to these people. It takes about 20 people to reach one person, you know, in regard to telling them the truth. And then when they hear a guy like me on the internet or on the media, whatever, then they say, wow, this guy's talking the same things other people talk about. Now, this also works in reverse. If people are hearing my program, either they think I'm crazy. Then when they hear other people talking about the same thing, it starts to make them think. Maybe that crazy guy isn't so crazy. Maybe that guy from Canada isn't so crazy. Maybe he's got something there. Maybe he's talking. And a lot of these podcasts are the same thing. So there's a symbiosis here with each other. Don't get discouraged. If they don't want to listen to it, no worries. That's not your headache anymore. Take care of yourselves. Maintain your health. Maintain your mental faculties. Study. Investigate. Experiment. Don't just sit there and be entertained by what you read. Get off your backsides. Do something with what you've learned. Test it. Make it. Use it. Okay? You are all capable of doing this. If I can do it, so can you. Okay? If I can do it, so can you. I'm just a guy that knows some stuff. I don't have any degrees. Don't want them. I don't have any highfalutin. I do have some formal education, but not in these fields. This is something I've learned all my life. This is something basically God has shown me through my walk in life. And again, we all have two hands, two feet, and a heartbeat. You got a brain between your ears? Apply it. It's been turned off by the bloody television and the radio. Turn that off and start using your brain. You can do this. This is the thing. You can do this. Go watch our videos on the YouTube. You know, go listen to the podcast. Go listen to the Micro Effect. You can do these things. This is not beyond you. You've been made to feel incapacitated. You are not incapacitated unless you sit on your backside and do nothing. Then you're incapacitated. Get off your backside, read a book, test it, make it. Some of you say, well, I'm not good with my hands. Learn. I was watching The Age of the Avengers. And if you haven't watched this, I mentioned this last week. This will talk about, we there? Do I hear music? Oh, I hear music. Okay, when you come back, we're going to get into The Age of Avengers and what you need to look at when you see that movie. Okay, I don't care how you get it, look at it. All right, come on back. I think we're having a commercial. Yeah, there we are. Okay, so come on back.
Patriot. mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, butter, and clove oil, Phytoherb effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit Phytoherb at Phytoherb.com. That's Phytoherb.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Phytoherb toothpaste mouthwash. Phytoherb, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available. Participating health food stores nationwide.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scams of the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of the international banking cartel. At Catamaran Precious Metals, we will provide you with the finest Swiss mint detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive karat bar gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold I want is in my back pocket. Not backed by promises of an operation that even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Catamaran Precious Metals and visit the Balcombe Bullion Vault. Once you've read the entire story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, wearable, tradable sheets of gold and tremendous savings in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the step to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal, the tactical 50-gram gold bars from Catamaran Precious Metals by calling 623-327-1778. Or while you're at it, ask about our 1-ounce Balcombe detachable bars, which bring you the 1/10th ounce bars. And don't forget, for all your precious metals needs, whether buying or have the need to sell, call Catamaran Precious Metals. Remember, no dinar, no sell, you know, itsy bitsy spiders, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Catamaran Precious Metals today at 623-327-1778.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second half of the MicroEffect Broadcasting Network. This is The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and we are live. Okay, I'm going to answer this question before I go into the Avengers Age of Ultron. Tony, I know you recommend taking 5% iodine, recommended 10 drops 3 times a day. What other supplements and dosages do you recommend, i.e. selenium, boron, vitamin C? Yes, to all of those. Look. We are living in a nano world. We are living in a genetically damaged planet. We are living under chemtrail skies. We are living in towered cities that are bouncing frequencies off of us and damaging our DNA. We are being pulsed with electromagnetic pulses as well in fields. We're being hit with radio frequencies. So in today's time, we have to start thinking what's being done to us with all this tech. So some of the biggest things I propagate or promote is copper, number one. Copper, iodine, selenium, boron. These are the big, big guns. Zinc, manganese. And the reason why you're using these things is to protect your glands, protect your DNA, protect your mitochondria. We are being hit on so many different fronts. Even the foods you're buying are contaminated with the nano. Doesn't matter how good you think they are, how orgasmically organic that they're promoting them, how much bullshit they're propagating, all these gurus promoting whatever they think they've got. They have no clue about nano or about the chemtrails. Some of them don't believe in the chemtrails, so they're obviously not going to advocate to you what you need to do. If you cannot look up in the sky and see a exhaust coming from an airplane that's sitting around in the sky for an extended period of time, that is not condensation. That is a byproduct of fuel waste or a chemical being released from a nozzle. And condensation, for those of you who are not sure about condensation, is if you're out in the cold winter months like we are here in Canada, and you breathe out the hot air coming from your lungs, you see this vapor, which is condensation or moisture. It almost disappears immediately because of the difference in the temperatures differences from your body to the outdoors. Anything above us at the altitude that they're flying, 8,000 feet above sea level, is at minus 40. At minus 40, the vapor, water vapor, would crystallize and disperse almost immediately. Just so you know what a condensation trail would look like. It would come out of the airplane in a very short little burst and disappear. That is vapor, water vapor. When you're talking an extended release of a line of what appears to be an exhaust or a chemical cloud coming from an airplane, this is a chemical trail. This is a chemical being released in the atmosphere that has saturated our atmosphere. We no longer have a blue sky. We have a powdered blue sky, which means we have a saturation of particulates in the atmosphere, which they used to call ultrafine particles, which is another name for nanoparticles, or monatomic particles, or synthetic atom, or angstrom particles. That's what these are. Those particles are saturating your sky. Someone told me today, well, I haven't seen them chemtrails so long, we had blue skies. You don't have a blue sky. When they're telling you to go out and get into the sun, you are not getting the frequency of the sun like you used to because of the saturation of the sky cover, not cloud cover, sky cover that you're getting. It's blocking specific frequencies from reaching you. So a lot of this vitamin D that they're telling you to take is actually causing you damage, because if you don't have the right frequencies of the sun, it can't regulate the D properly in your body. So if you're going to take vitamin D, you're going to go to a pet store. And you're going to buy not the ultraviolet, you're going to buy the full spectrum light that they use for reptiles. 50 watt non-heating. And you're going to sit under that thing as long as you can throughout the day to get your frequency from the right frequency ranges of that light that would give you from the sun. These LEDs don't work. They don't work with us. Anyone that's propagating an LED light is FOS. They have no idea what they're talking about. The frequency of that light and the way it attenuates with our cells doesn't work. Tungsten lights, halogen lights have the same, especially if they're attenuated to have the frequencies of the sun, are going to work better with us. Don't throw away your old light bulbs. If you can get the halogen on sale, get them. If you can go to the pet stores, I would buy these things by the dozen and utilize them. When you're sitting in front of the computer, have it on you. You know, you're sitting there reading a book of some kind of literature that's going to help you come up with good ideas, have it on you. You know, that would be my suggestion to you. There was another one here. Thanks. Tony, when taking zinc citrate and copper, do I need to dilute it or just take it straight? I would dilute it. Be careful with the zinc. Zinc can cause nausea, so I definitely would be diluting it. I've done it where I've taken too much zinc and I paid the price. I definitely would dilute it. I put it in coffee, I put it in tea, combined. They'll tell you to take them separate. I've never seen a reason why you needed to do this. It still seems to work. I think it's the amount you're taking that's going to make the difference. I don't follow their guidelines at all as far as what zinc, how much zinc and copper to be taking. Like I said, I take far more, I take a lot higher doses. And the reason why I take the doses I take is I have been afflicted with nano poisoning. So I am getting rid of this stuff out of my system, and at the same time, I'm putting back into my system things that are going to produce SOD, things that are going to, again, sustain my enzyme production, my antioxidant production, things that are going to support my mitochondria. So again, in when you get afflicted with anything, you got to start thinking, how do I support my system so it doesn't collapse? Okay, think of yourself as a whole. What else here? Let's see somewhere. Tony, have you heard of LEC indoor grow lights? If they have anything to do with LED, I don't know if I would use them. I'd have to see what that is. But if it's a halogen form, I would use it. Because they do have halogen lights that are non-heating. You know, they don't produce the heat. Or if you want, you can get an halogen that can heat up a room. If, mind you, they use up a lot of electricity. Unless you got an alternative power source. See this terminology? Alternative power source? Alternative power source. You know, get off the grid. You know, these are things you need to be looking at. How do I get off the grid? How can I get power without having to be on the grid? How can I get food without having to go to a grocery store? You know, how can I circumvent the attack on my genetic code? How can I offset the loading of nano poisoning in my body? How can I, you know, neutralize those chemtrails that I'm breathing? How can I neutralize the frequencies I'm getting hit with? You know, that's what you got to start thinking. This is what you're being hit with. All the horse hockey they told us about disease, I think today, as a result of my research, I don't believe any of it anymore. In fact, I don't believe any of it is biological. Not completely. I think a lot of the stuff that we've been exposed to in the last 50 years has been, again, integrated with nanotechnology or some kind of biotech to make these things mutate so that they can't be treated with the normal mainstream solutions. In fact, the normal mainstream solutions today, if you use these things, can actually exacerbate your condition. Someone says here, does this sound right for the reptile light? The reptile B light, two features, high heat porcelain sockets, but in withstand the intense heat. That's the top from high wattage. Get the low heat. There's one that doesn't produce any heat. It just produces a light. How does it? Try looking up non-heating reptile lights. See if that, if you can come up with a link that way, because you can get them. Like in Canada, they're about $13 a pop, and I think in the U.S. they're about $7. See, again, he doesn't believe in the effect on humans. Humans are beasts. He doesn't believe in, you know, you got to remember, the word human means beast. So again, it's a play on words. You know, if he had said he doesn't believe in their effect on men or mankind, then I would have challenged him. But see, he's thinking animals. And like when he's talking to you, he's not referring to you as a man or a woman. He's referring to you as a beast, because that's what humans mean. The term human means beast. All right. Yeah, again, you know, start. Look up patents. Look up scientific studies at universities. Look at scientific studies that's being done by industry. You have to see what they're doing, and you have to look at their results, and then you have to test it. Don't believe everything you read. Look, the PubMed and the Quirtle.com and a lot of these databases are all, again, been put there for an extended period of time, and a lot of that data information was put there by corporations and companies that were selling products to make money. So they conducted their own research and said that this was going to do X, Y, Z. Now, we know that soy is a toxic food. We all know this. Anybody who doesn't know this is, you know, got their head in their backside or down in the ground. But soy has been a contaminated food for a long time. It's been genetically altered. It's got transgenics in it. It's got nano in it. It's got glyphosates in it. It's all attached to it on a genetic level. And the studies that we've seen with pigs, the guinea pigs that were had mutations, have tumors growing from eating the soy that was supposed to, you know, that was genetic. Even the non-genetic, you know, if you look at the poison plant database of the FDA, they've got over 211 studies on soy and how toxic it is, how they even gave soybean oil to a cow and the cow's stomach bled. Okay, so when we're looking at some of the stuff that they've been throwing out there as a, again, a healthy product, this is why I'm saying you have to test what you read. Because a lot of these studies were paid and bought for by corporations and companies that, again, were trying to sell product. So, again, focus, focus, focus. That's a five-letter word, which means a whole lot. Pay attention to what you are dealing with, okay? Now, the recipe for the respiratory issues, if you go outside and they just chem-bombed you, and you got chembos all over the place. If you don't know what a chembo is, go look it up. Chembo, C-H-E-M-B-O-W. It's like a rainbow, but it's made with chemicals. Go get an onion. Doesn't matter which one, red, white, yellow, get an onion. If you get small onions, use two. If you get a big onion, use one. Peel off a layer, chop it up, throw it in a blender. Use a cup and a half of clear base alcohol, vodka, Everclear, Spiritus, Grappa, rum, whatever you've got, or brandy or cognac. Okay, blend that for about 10 minutes, strain it. Okay, for every ounce that you get out of it, take the essential oil of thyme. For every ounce you have, add one drop to it. Add 2 tablespoons of copper. Mix it up, okay, and then use a teaspoon of that every 30 minutes for the first 2 hours. And take half a teaspoon of vitamin C every time you take the remedy. Put that in water. You can put the whole thing in water if you want and drink it down. I don't care, but get it in you. After 2 hours, do it every 3 to 4 hours, a teaspoon. Okay, you need to hit this hard and fast when that starts happening. You feel any kind of chest, throat, nasal, whatever. Again, you are dealing with something that's trying to take you over. Hit it hard, hit it fast, and be diligent. No bread, no pasta, no rice, no pseudo-grains like millet or quinoa or buckwheat or spelt or any of that other crap. It's all toxic. No processed sugar. Okay. If you are going to use, no Splenda, no aspartame. If you are going to use a stevia, make sure it doesn't have glucose and fructose in it because that's sugar. Okay. If you are going to eat anything, things you might want to use in conjunction with that might be cinnamon tea, ginger tea, galangal tea. You know, you might want to use thyme and oregano, make teas with that, marjoram. You might want to use a little green tea and combine it with some of these other herbs. You know, sustain that. You might want to use zinc. You might want to use more. You may not need more copper, but you can use copper. You can use potassium, sodium, anything that has to do with chloride. Okay, I'm going to repeat this. Anything that has to do with chloride, potassium chloride, copper chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, sodium chloride, you know, use things with chloride. They can help cut the infections down drastically. Okay. You want to maintain and sustain your iodine levels, especially you women. You women have an endocrine system that requires a good dose of iodine to protect your immune system, to protect your genetic code, to protect the way your body processes the estrogens, and again, to support your cellular integrity. Men need it too, but men need more selenium. Okay, you need iodine, but you need more selenium to protect your sac, to protect your genetic code, and also to protect any kind of mutations that may be trying to cause mutations in your reproductive system. Okay, selenium. Now you can make a liposome, or you can take far more than they're suggested, 1 to 2 milligrams a day. So we have options and we have ways and means to do things. Okay. So again, when we're looking at what we need to do today in regard to today's time, you're getting hit with tower frequencies. The towers are going off all throughout the day and night. Between 2 and 4 a.m., none of you are sleeping, or you're having a broken sleep. So there are things that you can take that may help. Niacinamide is going to be in every formula. You can use niacinamide and glycine, niacinamide and GABA, niacinamide and 5-HTP, niacinamide and tryptophan, niacinamide and taurine, niacinamide and melatonin. But that is going to be taken with any one of those combinations. That's how you're going to start. Or you may consider using a cannabis oil to help you with your sleep. Now, before I go on, we're going to talk about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. This is a network that you need to support, keep it going, keep it flowing. Information network that's giving you viable information to help you thrive through the tough times. Okay? To make you aware that you're a man and a woman, not some human, not some beast ready to be marked with the mark of a beast or mark of the beast. All right, you got byebyeblueskies.com. You got gagcanada.com. Bernadette Green with Gag Canada. Susan Meyer with byebyeblueskies.com. Check out their sites, support them, give them your support, say hi, how can we help? Remember the old concept, ask what not your activists can do for you, but ask what you can do for your activists. Something along those lines. So check out their site. Then you've got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Give me a shout. If you're interested in things that I have on my website at augmentinforce.com, check out the catalog link. See what's there. You got flash drives. You got books on DVD, separate books or combined. You have videos there, or not videos. Well, you have the flash drive with the videos and stuff. You also have the triangle. You have the repulsors. You have the grounding straps. You have the old traditional remedies with herbals and tinctures that may help you. All of this is all there. I also do consultations. Let me know if you need any assistance. If you're looking for stuff, send me an email. Let me know where you're located so I can best help you out with what you need to know. If you need a consultation, again, send me an email. Let me know your time zones, where you're living, where you're staying. So for more information, again, send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. Or give me a shout at 519-977-5351. Alrighty. Where do we get niacinamide? I thought that was the name of the recipe you just gave. Okay. Niacinamide is a form of B3. There's three types, niacin, niacinamide, and inositol-hexaniacinate. And there's actually another one. Anyway, you can get that at any health food store. You can go online, buy it by bulk. I would probably encourage a lot of you, if you can't get it from me or if you can't get it from a reputable source in your local area, order it in bulk and start encapsulate. Learn how to make your own supplements. Learn how to take care of yourselves. Learn to be autonomous, not dependent on gurus and goofballs that come on here to sell you horse hockey. So again, That's one way to get. But niacin is a form of B3. You want to use in conjunction to what I just said, different formulations, 500 milligram strengths of niacinamide or taurine, glycine, GABA, 5-HTP and tryptophan. The melatonin, 3 to 10 milligrams, so depending on what you're doing. And again, if none of those are working, then I would suggest using the cannabis oil. That seems to be affecting and helping a lot of people in the sleep pattern. You are being hit with frequencies. You need to shield your room, shield your bedrooms with EMF blockers or RF blockers, because those, while you're sleeping, you're being nuked. You wake up the next day after you've had some kind of sleep and your body is in writhing pain. That's because the frequencies have penetrated your domain and have hit you. Wear grounding straps when you go to sleep. Use EMF shields when you go to sleep. These will block these things. These will help diminish the impact of your body, and this will allow the stuff to pass through your body so you don't build up like a capacitor. Now, we've been using these things here, and we're seeing terrific results with them. So this is what I would also suggest for you to do. If you're waking up feeling like somebody ran you over with a truck, every joint in your body is hurting, every muscle in your body is sore, that's a frequency that has affected your cellular integrity and has caused high levels of lactic acid buildup and genetic damage or DNA damage. So again, be offensive in defending yourself. We're going out here. They are maintaining their status, zero contribution. Don't worry about it. I'm not sweating it. It's okay. In regard to these remedies, learn them, do them, make them, study, investigate, test. The Bible says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. Test. For you women, before we get cut off here, you women need to use Epsom salt drinks, 1 teaspoon into a 24-ounce or 32-ounce glass of water or a container of water. Add a teaspoon of borax with it. Mix it up. This will help pull radiation out of the body and help flush aluminum that you're taking in. Women are more susceptible to aluminum poisoning than men. I mean, both get affected, but it can really have a hormonal damaging effect on women because it is a metalloestrogen. So again, use that remedy. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. Glad you came by the chat room. Always glad to see you. All right, network with each other. Come up with some ideas. And until next week, stay healthy, stay aware, and stay awake. All right, see you next week. Take care.